There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies, Turbo Reader, and the important new book called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
For many years, the United Nations has been conniving to devise a way to impose direct taxes on the American people so the UN will not have to depend on congressional appropriations. If that ever happens, it would make the UN an enormously powerful organization. It would truly give us world government over which we Americans would have no control. Senator Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma has just discovered that the UN Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, called the OECD, which receives a fourth of its big budget from the United States, is trying to set up a system whereby the United Nations would levy direct taxes on the American people. Senator Inhofe says it's ridiculous that we would support such a group. Senator Inhofe has introduced a bill he calls the Exit the OECD Act because, as he said, I refuse to allow American tax dollars to support organizations that aim to hurt the U.S. taxpayers and lobby to tax Americans. Incidentally, the OECD bureaucrats, like other U.N. bureaucrats, receive their salaries tax-free, yet they consistently push for higher taxes on us. Now, you may think you are paying high taxes, but in the world at large, the United States is considered a low-tax country. That's a main reason why our economy is so powerful and so prosperous. Other countries are jealous of us, and they want to force us into their practice of imposing higher taxes. Other countries impose high taxes in order to pay for an extravagant social welfare system and for the extravagant habits of their corrupt totalitarian dictators. I suggest that you ask your members of Congress to pass a resolution stating that if the United Nations ever imposes any kind of direct tax on Americans, that will be the day when the United States pulls out of the United Nations.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The attacks by the UN on American liberty and sovereignty must not continue. Please write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for up-to-date information on the United Nations. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or visit our website at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Called the Almanac of Evil, which lists 2,000 years of Vatican atrocities. Now, this group hiding behind the church.
They have Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, Egypt, India, Kuwait, Mideast, Asia, Africa, Pakistan. And so you get to hear their newscast. Now, obviously, their newscasts are in their native language, but you'll see their lips moving, and then they'll have an English translator that you'll hear. So, but the scenes... You get to see the scenes, you know, of what's going on in that country. And anyway, it is anti-American. I mean, the biggest portion of it is. But you get a feel of how the rest of the world feels about us. It's an interesting thing. And much of it has to do with the Persian Gulf. Now, the Persian Gulf is a 600-mile-long body of water, and it narrows down to 34 miles across at the strait before it connects to the Arabian Sea. And to the west are Iraq and Saudi Arabia. To the east is Iran. Now, most of the area of Iran bordering the Gulf, it's mountainous range, and they tell us, and here's who's telling us, William Perry is telling us, he was a former Secretary of Defense, he says those mountains have several artillery batteries equipped with 155-millimeter artillery shells filled with chemical agents, whatever that means. He says the mountain areas is teeming with supersonic cruise missiles. Iran holds the fourth largest stockpile of bottom-rising sea mines. Iran has the ability to stop the flow of oil from the Gulf, and Iran knows the impact that shutting down the strait would have on the world. Now, interestingly enough, I got this information, or came to me, over the past several months. And I'm going to start with the ones that came the longest time ago. But on January the 14th, 2007, just this past first of the year, this came from, where did this one come from? Anyway, it's out of the Russian area. Russian military analysts are reporting today that Russian President Putin has signed an order for all Russian naval and merchant vessels to be out of U.S. port facilities on the east coast of the United States by March the 17th. This order is in anticipation of a United States-Israeli-led attack upon Iran, expected no later than the end of April. Okay, today is April the 3rd, right? Then I received this one on March the 13th. We are almost certainly in the last days of a countdown to nuclear war. Israel has made plans to attack Iran. Bush will be part of it. When it happens, kiss the dollar and the United States of America goodbye. A combat intelligence officer tells me the attack will be in the next month. That was dated March the 13th, okay? Now, this came out of the Jerusalem Post just yesterday. The United States will be ready to launch a missile attack on Iran's nuclear facilities as soon as early this month, perhaps on April the 6th. Well, that's this Friday, for whatever that's worth. Now, remember, I'm getting this out of the Jerusalem Post. They're getting their reports from the Russian media. According to Russian intelligence sources, the United States have devised a plan to attack several targets in Iran, and an assault could be carried out by launching missiles from fighter jets and warships stationed in the Persian Gulf. Russian news agency quoted a security official as saying Russian intelligence has information that the U.S. armed forces stationed in the Persian Gulf have nearly completed preparations for a missile attack against Iranian territory. Now, some months ago, it was a year ago now, that Dr. Jerome Corsi and Craig Smith wrote a book entitled Black Gold Stranglehold. It was in 2005. And it warned America that the stranglehold our enemies have on our oil supply, that it could mess up our economy. And in the meantime, Craig Smith has also written an article entitled Persian Gulf Stranglehold. And when we come back, I'm going to visit with Craig. And I'm going to ask him, are these rumors or is this a possibility that some of this stuff could happen? Let's stay tuned. Yeah.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Catholic Priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
And we have returned. Now, if you were listening when we opened the show, I was talking about how we have several different opinions here, but they all seem to think that Israel and the United States are going to attack Iran in the very near future. And they're even setting dates here. They're saying it's going to happen as early as this Friday, but all three said it was going to take place in April, and they were using Russian intelligence and Israeli, the Jerusalem Post mentioned this. Anyway, in 2005, Jerome Corsi and Craig Smith co-authored the book Black Gold Stranglehold and did a lot of studying and work towards the oil situation in the Persian Gulf. I have with me now Craig Smith. He's president and CEO of SwissAmerica.com. And, Craig, what do you think? Are we going to see a war in Iran here in the near future?
Well, we may well, Derry. You know, people that listen to the Common Sense Coalition, none of this is news to them because you and I discussed this the first week of December of last year. We actually put a report out entitled The Next Middle East Crisis. And everybody laughed at us when we said that Israel has plans to attack Iran. And then the first week of January came along and the BBC, along with Russian intel, verified everything that we said in our report. In fact, that there were plans on the table at the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force in Tel Aviv, to attack Iran if they did not stop their pursuit of nuclear weapons. But now it's been ratcheted up. You now have the taking of 15 British sailors. They're being held hostage. I was just writing to a friend of mine this morning, email, saying, you know, it's interesting how we live in a world now that a government taking another country hostage has become acceptable. I mean, you know, there's no retaliation. There's talk. There's rhetoric. I mean, we clearly live in an age of appeasement. But people in Iran and people in the Middle East that are radical Islamists don't believe in appeasement. They see appeasement as weakness. I think they're very emboldened right now. And as you stated early on,
The Persian Gulf is a very sensitive region of the world. Our Department of Energy calls it one of the world's choke points for oil. 15.5 million barrels a day of oil come through the Strait of Hormuz, that 34-mile stretch you spoke about that has 2 1-mile-wide shipping lanes. That represents 23% of the U.S. oil that we use on a daily basis, 60% of Europe's oil, and about 90% of Japan's oil. That being said, the Iranians realize they have the world against the wall, because if there's problems in the Gulf and that oil stops flowing, the economic consequences will be devastating. So how do we deal with this? I'm not quite sure I know yet, Derry, but I do know this. At a certain point, Israel will have no choice but to attack. And you got to ask yourself one question. The USS John Stennis aircraft carrier battle group is in the Arabian Sea. Currently, the USS Eisenhower is in the Persian Gulf. They represent dozens of guided missile cruisers, Navy destroyers, minesweepers. They have 80 fixed-wing aircraft, everything from F-18s down to F-14s. I mean, the firepower in the Gulf is unprecedented.
Well, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And we have returned, visiting today now with Craig Smith. He is president and CEO of SwissAmerica.com. You can get in touch with him by dialing 1-800-289-2646. Now, Craig, going into the commercial break, you made the comment that firepower in the Gulf is unprecedented. We have a lot of ships over there that I'm talking about military stuff, aircraft carriers, the aircraft themselves. What's the deal?
Well, it's pretty clear that the world is concerned that if that 600-mile stretch of water that we refer to as the Persian Gulf becomes a war zone, that insurance companies will be forced to keep super tankers in safe port. And we can ill afford to have that happen. And, you know, Derry, I was thinking about this on the break. You know, the French aircraft carrier group Charles de Gaulle has arrived in the Arabian Sea back in March. And they're even involved with this. Of course, originally they were there to support operations in Afghanistan. But it seems to be that we have an unprecedented level of firepower. We have four ballistic submarines, including the USS Newport News in the Gulf right now, which if they go to periscope depth, and this is what the Russians are concerned about, if they go to periscope depth and start cruising around, you can forget about navigational and safety rules. And once again, we don't have to have a skirmish for the supertankers to stop moving, Derry. If insurance companies see that the potential of their $40 million ship and their $100 million cargo is going to be caught in the middle of a battle, they're not going to let those ships sail. And it's not like you just jump in a supertanker and you go through the Persian Gulf in the matter of a half an hour. It's 600 miles. You're cruising at about 8 knots. It takes a while to get through the Gulf. So I don't know when it's going to happen, but I do know this. I think the time has come with Ahmadinejad, and the world is coming quickly to this understanding that if he doesn't start to adhere to UN sanctions and resolutions, if he doesn't give back these British sailors, it's high time for the world to finally tell Ahmadinejad he's not going to control this very strategically vital part of the world.
All right. Now, one of these reports came from Russia that President Putin has signed an order for all Russian naval and merchant vessels to be out of U.S. port facilities on the east coast of the United States by March the 17th. Mm-hmm. This order, in anticipation of a U.S.-Israeli attack upon Iran, expected no later than the end of April. Now, first of all, I wondered why they would have had naval vessels over here. Merchant vessels, you know, they would probably be hauling goods. But why would naval vessels be over here in the first place?
Well, probably the same reason why we had a lot of Chinese and Japanese influence on the West Coast. You know, we lived in this kinder and gentler world, allegedly. And yet I'm not sure. I mean, I think we forget that there are spies at work on both sides of the equation here. And I don't have all the specific reasons why, but nevertheless, we do have these cooperative agreements, and I'm not sure that they're beneficial to the future of the country. I think my bigger concern right now, Derry, is the Middle East. I mean, people forget. Millions of people died in the Iraq-Iranian war. We are now occupying Iraq, trying to bring a stable government there to where they can sustain themselves. Iran's really got an issue with that. I mean, they want America out of Iraq. They've said it several times. They're sending IEDs to kill our servicemen and women in Iraq. Clearly, it's a very strategically important part of the world, and we can't undervalue that. This Strait of Hormuz, Derry, is critical to the world for oil. And I can only assume, and I hate to do that, but this type of firepower in the Gulf is to make sure that these tankers can get in and out of the Gulf without any attacks from the Iranians. Derry, if I gave you the list of supersonic cruise missiles, and this is all verified, that they have on Abu Musa, which is a small island in the Gulf, these are missiles that will travel at 3.5 times the speed of sound, Derry. I mean, these are missiles that could be launched and do some significant damage. During the Clinton administration, they verified these 155-millimeter artillery shells filled with chemical weapons. It could be a mess over there. And so I believe strength, peace through strength, trust but verify. It's time to not believe the Iranians. I mean, these are the same people that said they weren't going to release any more pictures of the hostages, and yet an hour ago, new pictures were released of the hostages. You can't trust these people. They need to be dealt with severely.
Well, you know what they the Muslims look at that. A lie is not a lie if it is to benefit the cause.
Absolutely. They not only condone lying and deception, they encourage it if it promotes the Islamic faith. And that's right within their Quran. It's right within their teachings. I don't have the exact word in front of me right now, but Brigitte Gabriel does a wonderful explanation of that in her book, Why They Hate. And clearly I said this in my column, you can't negotiate with people that don't believe that honesty and integrity should be part of the negotiation. If you're negotiating with somebody that embraces lies and deception, how can the outcome be anything other than something that's built on sand and not on strong foundation?
If Russia called their navy back, which they did in March, apparently. Our local news never, and by local news, I mean our U.S. news, ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, CNN, they don't tell us this sort of thing. We don't have any way to know. Had you heard earlier that Russia had called their naval, their fleet out of here?
No, actually, I didn't until I just heard you talking about it, Darian. I went to the Novostia news website out of Moscow, and they have it all over their website while we were talking. So it's clearly being talked about all over Europe. I guess we're so busy worrying about Britney Spears' underwear and Anna Nicole's baby that we forget.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Craig Smith with Swiss America Trading Corporation. For years now, you've heard myself and Derry and actually people all over the country talking about different opportunities that are out there for you as an American to prepare your finances for the future. Well, I have an offer that today I think you're going to want to take me up on. I'd like you to give Derry Brownfield and myself just 30 minutes of your time, and we'll change your financial future. And it won't cost you a dime. Here's why. Face it, today's financial markets are going nowhere fast. But Derry and I sat down and had a conversation, and I outline where I have found a window of opportunity that is still wide open in 2007. Yes, you could probably guess what it is. It's gold and U.S. gold coins. But I have compressed a quarter century of my experiences in the gold markets and the geopolitical and economic markets into a free booklet and CD. Derry and I sit down and we discuss seven major forces driving gold, four types of gold worth owning, steps before buying gold coins. You need to hear this half-hour interview that Derry and I did before this window of opportunity slammed shut. I'd like you to find out why gold coins are still the best buy in 2007. And now before something new hits, it's time to get the information so that you are in the market before these gold prices soar. Derry and I sit down for 30 minutes in this wonderful CD, and we discuss what steps to take when buying gold coins. What are the proper gold coins to own? What are the market forces that you should be looking for to make sure that you're positioned properly in this market? So here's what you do. You pick up a telephone, you dial 800-289-2646, 1-800-289-2646. If you're in the car or on the tractor, just remember 800-BUY-COIN, BUYCOIN. Tell the operator you were listening to the Derry Brownfield Show and you'd like a CD and booklet. Now, here's what's beautiful. It's a beautiful CD and a beautiful accompanying booklet that you pop into your CD player. And for 30 minutes, Derry and I will take you through all these market scenarios and help you plan your future. You know, I wonder how many of you listening to the program right now would love to sit down with Derry Brownfield and Craig Smith and talk about what's going on in the world and talk about what's going on in your personal portfolio. Well, you can do that today by simply calling 800-289-2646, 1-800-289-2646. Get the CD and the booklet, and Derry and I will come to your home in the form of that booklet and that CD and show you what the best way to go is in the future. Call today, 800-289-2646.
And we have returned. Craig, I always make a little note when we go into a commercial break what my guest last said, so we can come back to exactly the same point that we left on. And the last comment that you made before the commercial break was Nicole Smith's baby and Britney Spears' underwear.
Well, you know the sad part about it, Derry. I mean, if you remember the month of March, if we were to put a gauge on the television of what we heard more about, the defunding of troops, the politics that are being played in Washington D.C. while troops are in harm's way, Social Security. I mean, let's go right through the group. Or look at how much time was talked about of whether Larry Burkett or the crazy prince. I mean, heck, the other day, a good friend of mine said his dad played a joke on him. He said, son, I want you to know this before you hear it in the news. I'm the father of Anna Nicole's baby. I mean, you know, it's crazy. It's captivated the country. And, you know, before it was the poor missing girl in Aruba, and before that, I mean, we've got
and just recently it was the Final Four in basketball,
yeah,
and
it's
American
insane,
Idol.
Derry. And, I mean, we have a country that has troops in harm's way on two battlefields, in Iraq and Afghanistan. We have world leaders who are ignoring the mandates of the UN Security Council, including that of Russia and China, who are allies of Iran. I mean, you've got Israel mounting troops and weaponry to prepare for war. You've got, hey, the USS Nimitz is leaving San Diego today on its way to rotate the Eisenhower out of the Gulf because you can only keep an aircraft carrier out to sea 6 to 8 months at a clip without having to restock it. I mean, Derry, we live in some very serious times, and this is what the news should be reporting, and they're not. And that's why, thank the Lord for the Common Sense Coalition and for your newsletter and many of the other alternative programs, quite frankly, that are out there informing the American people, because this is important stuff.
Have you ever watched or even been heard of Link TV?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I went to the website when you mentioned it, because I had it in my bookmarks. And you're right, Derry. I mean, people that have never seen it, it's very anti-American. And it's clearly designed to promote an agenda. And that agenda is the rest of the world either needs to be brought up or America needs to be brought down. And I suspect the latter is their real agenda.
But you get to see what's going on. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
They show the photography is great. They have camera crews. I don't know where they get this information, but they get it from I watched a thing on Afghanistan the other day. I learned more about Afghanistan than I ever even thought existed.
Oh, yeah, you have. I mean, they have some very, very interesting programming, and it goes to show you what's going on in the world. It's like last night, you know, I do television now internationally, Derry, and
really?
I do Mumbai, India, TV 18 in Mumbai, and then I did some TV and radio in Spain. And, Derry, I got to tell you something. I did an hour-long radio program, a call-in program. I have never been more viciously attacked by people. You know, they call in from London and Spain and France, you know, English-speaking people, just ripping me, Derry, saying, you arrogant Americans, how dare you think you can take over the world? As best I remember, we don't want to take over the world, Derry. We're trying to make the world a safer place.
Well,
to
you
live.
And I don't want to take over the world, but I'm not sure that's not the case of many of our leaders.
Well, you may be right. I'm not sure that we want to take over the world as much as we want to make sure that our interests throughout the world are represented properly. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, you and I both know that there are very nefarious men in high places that have a international agenda of trying to bring the world into one currency, one religion, one language, and I don't want to undervalue that. But I think that the American people are good people, and we want to see the best for the future of the world. And you may be right. Some of those leaders need to be held accountable and voted out and bring the right people in. But,
well, you mentioned the American people. And I don't want to change the subject to the open borders, but 80-some percent, almost 90% of the American people want closed borders. And what do our leaders do? They open them wider. So we're not represented. We are absolutely not represented.
And you're right there, Derry. You know, I ran into Sheriff Joe Arpaio in a television studio. I was down doing CNBC, and he was in there doing Fox News, and we chit-chatted. And, you know, Sheriff Joe is enforcing the immigration laws in Arizona. He's locking up illegals. And you can't believe the headaches he's getting from Washington, D.C.
I'll bet. And you know, he is kind of a Fed himself. I mean, up until this thing, he's gone along with about everything the federal government wanted him to do.
Yeah, you know, he's probably the toughest of all the sheriffs out there. But I mean, clearly he has a bureaucratic side. There's no doubt about it. But you're right, Derry.
But he's waking up.
Think about the recent vote in Congress. I thought about this for this week's column. You know, all these Democrats say they want to have, you know, the will of the American people. Okay, well, clearly the only way they could get the current bill passed is to give pork away so people would vote for it. Charles Rangel on Meet the Press this weekend said, the reason we added those expenditures is we didn't have the votes. So he clearly said he bought votes, which means if the bill went just as a spending bill for the military, it would have never passed. That's the will of the elected representatives. So what did the Democrats do? They load it with pork, they buy votes, and they usurp the will of the people. No different than President Bush has usurped the will of the people on protecting the border. There's not a lick's difference between a Democrat and a Republican anymore. Every one of those rascals ought to be voted out of office, with the exception of very certain people like Tancredo and Ron Paul and some of the good people that really stand up for this country. We need a sweeping of the House in Washington, D.C.
Did you see the list of all of the pork that was in that spending
Unbelievable.
Deal? Unbelievable. I don't have it down here with me, but you'd almost laugh
spinach,
at it.
Spinach farmers and
yes.
Shrimp guys and... And look, I appreciate Charlie Rangel's candor. He told Tim Russert the reason we did it is we didn't have the votes to pass the bill that said we have a date certain to withdraw from Iraq. So we loaded it with pork to buy the votes. It's how Washington operates. Now, is that not usurping the will of the people?
You're right there in Phoenix, or close by. You're in
I'm in Phoenix.
Your address is Phoenix, isn't it?
That's right. I'm 100 miles north of the border of the Mexican border.
I was thinking it was Scottsdale. But anyway, you're in Arpaio's County.
Mm-hmm. Maricopa.
Maricopa County. And for those listeners that wouldn't know who Sheriff Arpaio is, he is the sheriff that says he's got a sign over the jail, that vacancy sign.
That's right.
That he's built a big concentration camp, or less.
It's called Tent City.
Out in the desert.
They're big army tents in the middle of the desert, and it's hot out there. And Joe has one philosophy. You come into my jail, you're never going to want to go to jail again. You're not allowed coffee. You're not allowed cigarettes. You wear pink underwear. You get green bologna sandwiches. You don't get girly magazines. And you talk to anybody that's been in Joe's jail, they never want to go back, Derry.
So anyway, what he's doing is he's picking up illegals, and he's about stopped the traffic of illegals coming through Maricopa County.
That's right. They'll go to Pima County. They'll go to Pinal. They'll go to many of the other counties. They'll go over to Texas or to San Diego, where they coddle people, but they don't want to come to Maricopa County anymore.
See, if all counties would do that, it would stop. It's kind of like I had the Goosebuster girl on the other day. Craig, you probably didn't get to hear her, but she has a pack of dogs. And you know how geese cause trouble around golf courses lakes and all? And she hires out, and she'll guarantee you that they won't pucky on your golf course or on your lawn if you hire her.
It's a perfect, microcosm, Derry, what's happening here and, of course, running the geese off. If you enforce the law, the traffic will stop.
Well, the interesting thing is, though, what she does, she runs them over to somebody else, you see? And I said, well, what about that? Well, she said, that's a good deal, because then she said, I can hire out to them. And I get my business that way. Well, that's exactly what Arpaio was doing with the Mexican traffic coming across the Mexican border.
Well, but Derry, I have a home in Southern California also. I have a home in Solana Beach, California. And I come back to my home base here in Phoenix, and it's so much different than San Diego. I mean, San Diego... it's rampant. I mean, it's like a cancer, excuse that expression, but it really is. Maricopa County has gotten so much better. And look, I have no problem with people that want to come to this country, but do it legally. If your first act to come to this country is breaking the law, you shouldn't be allowed in this country, Derry.
And... I hear music in the background. Our number's 1-800-973-3779. We have several callers. We'll get to you right after these messages.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Let's go to the telephones. Jack in Tennessee. Hi, Jack, you're on the air.
Hi.
Yes, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
You betcha.
Yeah, I had a comment about, well, a couple. You talked about not being able to trust the Iranians because of the video. They said they weren't going to show another one, and then they did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that pales in comparison to lying to get a country into war.
Come on. Would you stop with that?
No. It's
okay,
the truth.
So Russia lied.
Hey, wait a minute, buddy.
Russia lied and England lied, and all the intelligence services around the world lied. Come on. Derry, forgive me for acting so glib about this, but was intelligence manipulated? It may have. But to use the word lie, Derry, I think is a little strong when you had every intelligence service in the world saying the same thing.
Well, we don't know about those missiles. That's what he was going to talk about. Not the missiles, but what do you call them? The stuff that was supposed to be hid, the weapons of mass destruction.
That was Powell. And then it went another time to the U.N., with a student's thesis paper that was published 13 years earlier on the Internet.
Well, anyway, we do know that there's a problem over in Iran right now. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Absolutely, Derry, and I think that it's verified that they're pursuing nuclear weapons. Would the caller suggest that we attack Iran?
I think he's dropped. Let's go to Charles in Texas. Hi, Charles, you're on the air.
Thanks a lot. And what I wanted to make a comment on was Craig said that he didn't have any trouble with people immigrating to this country if they did it legally. I have a new theory for myself, and maybe I'm going to advance it. But I don't think we need, with 300 million people in the country, I don't think we need any more immigration, legal or illegal, especially for a while.
And you may be right. But I think that we should always keep our minds open to people that can come and be productive for the country, Charles. You know, some of the most brilliant minds now are being developed in other parts of the world. And I think if those minds can come and be a benefit to the nation and be a benefit to the society as a whole, I think we should have clear-cut immigration laws that give you a process that if you want to become part of the productive structure of America and be an American, that means accepting our philosophies, accepting our language, you know, becoming part of our fabric. I think that's a positive thing, but you're right. Just to open it up and bring, you know, another 200 million people here, that may be very counterproductive for the country.
But where you live, the water is probably the problem, and where I live in West Texas, the water is a problem.
Yeah, it really is.
Okay, let's take another break. We'll be right back.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special cow-calf pair and bred heifer and bull sale this coming Saturday. Now, that's April the 7th. Early listings include 30 head of fancy black and black baldy cows. Now, these are young cows bred to Angus bulls. They'll start calving in May. The cows have been worm, poured, lepto, vibrioed. Good set of cows. Here's 40 head fancy black and black baldies, bred to Angus and Charlet bulls. They're calving now. Another 45 head string of red, white face and Charlet cows. They're bred to Charlet and Angus bulls. Some spring calvers, and there'll be a few fall calvers. 20 head of fancy Angus heifers, coming three-year-olds, start calving April the 15th. 50 head string of black and black baldy and Charlet cows, all ages, bred to Angus bulls. They're having calves as we speak. 50 head of black and black baldies, older cows, bred to Angus bulls. 20 head string of black baldy four-year-old cows. Now, all these cows are going to be coming up for a special cow sale this Saturday, April the 7th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Actions speak louder than words, and if you want this country to wake up like I do, we have to all do our part. And that's why I'm asking you to join the Paragon Foundation. The one thing that will help more than anything else is your financial support. So by joining the Paragon Foundation, then they can do what they do best, and that's protect your property rights. Here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
There has been such an increase in our membership and the people that are calling in here and utilizing this foundation, and that part's exciting. The other side of that deal is the kind of pressure that puts on a guy's infrastructure here, because I'm not in a position to go out and hire a lot of staff and those kind of things, but it limits you as to what you can do.
Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org. And we're in the home stretch, Craig. We've been talking about this Iranian situation. You know, I remember the Iranian hostage deal way back. Was that under the Carter administration?
Sure was.
Sure was. Mm-hmm. You know, we've had some problems for quite a while over there. And I didn't realize until just recently. And I guess, you know, we don't know. There's no way to know. We just have to take what we can find out. But like I mentioned earlier in the very beginning of this show, you can learn so much more by not listening to our news staffs.
It's true.
Reading the, for example, reading the Jerusalem Post. That's they'll have more information. You can learn more about what's going on there than you will listening to all of our multinational news systems that we have here. But when you, I'm going back to Link TV now. When they show how these other people think of us, it gives you kind of a funny feeling, because the majority of those countries would be in favor of eliminating Israel and the United States.
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, if you look at it from a historical standpoint, Derry, all the ills of the world have always been blamed on Israel and the Jew. I mean, come on. Time immemorial will point that out. But I think the world is changing. And let me tell you why I think it is, Derry, because I think, and look, I'm not defending President Bush. He has disappointed me in a lot of areas. But the constant undermining of the leader of the United States of America and the free world over the last 6 years is now taking its toll internationally. You know, the folks in the Nazi regime said this: you tell a lie enough, it becomes the truth. And there's this constant drumbeat that we have an idiot that runs the White House, we have a liar that runs the White House, and people start believing that. And I guess unless you've met the guy, you have no ability to be able to say that. I've met the man, Derry. I've shook his hand. He's no dummy. He's a smart guy. He's made some terrible mistakes, and he could have some very nefarious and evil roots. I don't know, but I know one thing, that we hurt ourselves when we undermine our leaders, and this is a time where strong leadership and good, sound policy is essential for our future as a nation. And I just hope whoever the next president is, he gets the support, because we forget that, you know, maybe it was only 51% or whatever it is, but half the people in America voted for this man. They wanted him as president. How quickly we turn on our own. And I just think it's wrong, and it's hurt us internationally, Derry.
I think 50% voted for him, but I don't think it was because they wanted him. I think they didn't want the alternative.
And that's fair enough, and I think you're right. It's the classic, you know, it's like I talked to a guy yesterday, very well-known fella, and we talked about, you know, who do you vote for? Rudy Giuliani, who, as a believer, I really have a problem with his social issues, or Hillary Clinton. It's going to be the lesser of two evils. But now, of course, there's Fred Thompson who may get in, and Tommy. Did you see Tommy Thompson last night on TV, Derry?
No, I did not.
Oh, he had the greatest idea for the problem in Iraq. He said, look, those people voted over there. They put their purple fingers up in the air. Have them take a vote tomorrow. If they want us to stay, we'll stay. If they want us out, we'll leave in 30 days. That is real democracy, Derry.
Well, and we go back to democracy, and again, I remember Clinton. Every time he got up before a microphone, he talked about America was such a great democracy. And see, we're not a democracy.
That's right.
We are a republic.
That's right.
And people forget that, but it's because they've never been taught. They don't really know. But anyhow,
where does an hour go when we get together?
It's gone. But I was going to say, my man, I don't think he's going to have a fiddler's chance, but I'm going to vote for him anyway.
Huckabee?
No, heavens no. Ron Paul.
Oh, yeah. Boy, he would make a great president.
Well,
so would Tom Tancredo.
Either one of them, but I think Ron Paul would be the best of the two.
We'd have an honest money system.
You bet we would. And I'll tell you, we have an honest clock that tells me we're out of time. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
Yeah.